The Comedians by Graham Greene, dramatized in four parts by Jeffrey M. Matthews. Part 4. Refusing to lend his expertise to the rebel forces, Major Jones has been striking some kind of deal with Captain Concasseur, a deal worth $250,000.
You're very pensive tonight, Maggio.
I was thinking of your mother, Mr. Brown. How much I loved her. How we used to come up here and talk. It is very lonely now after the sun sets.
Do you see nothing of your colleagues?
What colleagues? The few old men who, like me, hide behind locked doors. Too afraid to leave. Even more afraid to stay. May I have another whiskey to help me sleep?
Help yourself. Have you heard from Henri?
He is with Joseph in the mountains. He has a dozen men with him. Soon he plans to join the guerrillas near the Dominican border. There are about 30 there.
40 men and two cripples. Hell of an army.
Castro started with only 12.
Henri isn't Castro.
He might be if he could get help from Major Jones.
Why must it be Jones?
He has a great belief in Jones.
He'd be better off with a machine gun.
Training is more important than any weapon, Mr. Brown. Guns, you can always take them from the dead. But first, you must learn how to kill.
How do you know all this, Maggio?
There are times when they must trust even one of us.
One of you?
A communist.
I wonder sometimes how you still survive.
If there were no communists here, Haiti would not receive aid from the United States. To the Americans, our great president is their bulwark against communism. Of course, there might be another reason why I am left free. There are very few good doctors left. And Papa Doc, well, even he is not immune.
A pity you can't convert your stethoscope into something lethal.
I have thought of it. But Papa Doc will probably outlive me. Mr. Brown, there is someone out there.
Keep quiet, Maggio.
Jones. What the hell are you doing?
Everything's kaput, old man. I need help. Who's this?
Dr. Maggio.
Major.
It's okay. He can be trusted. Have a drink and then tell me what's happened.
It's Concasseur. He just phoned from Miami. He's out there checking.
$250,000 game? Of course he's checking.
Well, I expected that, old man. But I plan to go there with their investigator. He was in my pocket. Now...
This game of yours, Major Jones, if it has anything to do with weapons, then Papa Doc would not have let you leave Port-au-Prince, at least. Not until he was completely satisfied.
No, I'd fixed all that. I said I'd leave my partner as security. If I'd realized they were going to move so fast, I'd have persuaded Brown sooner.
I was to be your fall guy.
No, I wouldn't do that, old man. Not to you. If there'd been a snag, I'd have tipped you off, given you time to get to the British Embassy. Not that it would have been necessary.
You're very sure?
Told you I'd bought their investigator. He'd have cabled an okay from Miami. You would have joined us, collected, and we'd vanish. Blast Concasseur! Why did he have to go?
It is obvious you did not do your homework, Major. Last year, an American was here. He told Concasseur he had $500,000 worth of weapons for sale. Concasseur handed over the money and went to Miami to collect. Unfortunately, someone informed the American customs. Concasseur was arrested, spent 2 days in jail. By the time he got out, the armed dealer had vanished, the money with him.
And the weapons?
Impounded. You see, Concasseur would not fall for the same game twice.
It isn't the same game, old man.
No?
No. This time the arms don't even exist.
Nor will you, Major, once Concasseur returns. If I were you, I would seek asylum in your embassy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be very welcome there, not after Stanleyville. I have to get away somehow. Any ideas, Brown?
One. It's the only place where you might be safe. The problem is whether they'll have you.
Our first refugee. Luis is so happy. He says that we now equal the Venezuelans, that we are now a first-class embassy. And Major Jones is happy, too. You know, darling, he teaches me to play gin rummy.
It seems you prefer that to making love. These last months, all we seem to do is talk about that damn crook Jones.
And who brought that damn crook Jones to our house?
I had no idea he was to become one of the family.
plays with Angel, makes me laugh. I like that. There's not much to laugh at here.
Thanks.
Oh, why must you always twist my words? I mean in Port-au-Prince, not in your bed.
All right. But I just wish to hell he'd go.
How? You know, Luis cannot get a safe conduct for him, even to the British Embassy. And the Tonzons, they are always outside the gates.
So he could be with you for life. See you all day, every day.
Yes, but not in your way.
No? You forget, I know Jones. I've seen him in action. He has to have his women. Many times I see you these days at dinner, or some second-rate cocktail party.
You are not at a cocktail party now.
No. And that's why I'm getting Jones out. Away from you.
Oh, very well. Just as long as he is safe.
There has to be a way out, Major.
Jones is in a very delicate situation, Mr. Brown. And who knows what attitude the new ambassador will take.
What new ambassador?
Hasn't your husband told you? Papadoc has informed your government that Signor Pineda is persona non grata.
No. No, Luis would have told me. It is a rumor. It must be.
But suppose it's true, Marta.
I don't believe it. Anyway, a new ambassador would have to keep Major Jones. He could not hand him to the Tontons.
What's that? Tonton, I hope you're not planning anything like that for me.
Not exactly, Jones. No. Major has been telling us, well, that Papadoc's putting a bit of pressure on Luis.
No? We can't really have that old man, can we?
There's only one way to stop it. Henri Philippot. You know he's in the mountains.
Philippot training gorillas? Poor sod hasn't a clue. I'm not running him down, but that attack on the police station, bloody amateurish. Given half a chance, I'd turn him into a top commando. Unfortunately, I'm stuck here.
Suppose you were not stuck here, Major.
Not stuck? Well, only one answer to that, old man. I'd be with Philippot like a shot.
Excellent. What? You see, Maggio and I, we think we can get you out of here. You could be with Henri by the end of next week.
Oh, you sounded so triumphant. But one man will not win a war.
Are you so anxious for him, then?
Oh, you. You are such a fool. I think if I were going away forever, you would spoil even our last moment.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I... Will you go away?
One day I may have to. It depends on Luis.
Will you tell me beforehand? Well?
I may not have the courage.
You know I love you. I'd come after you.
Oh, what a beginning. To arrive in a new country with a husband, a son, and a lover.
Yes, but without Major Jones.
Who knows? Maybe I would smuggle him there in the diplomatic bag. You are serious? You would really follow me?
If I could raise the cash.
Even though you believe I sleep with Jones?
Yes.
Why?
Because once I had money. Now all I have is you. It'll be a night like this. Dark, cloudy when I come for Jones.
Tell me, why are you really doing it?
Why? Because I don't like Papadoc, Concasseur, the Tonton, the way they feel my balls to see if I've got a gun. Torturing poor Joseph, because I found a body in my swimming pool, the hotel ruined. And because I believe in Henri Philippot.
What difference can Jones make, especially if he's a fake?
Henri believes in him, and maybe he did fight the Japs. If he was really a fake, he wouldn't go.
Oh, he has to.
Because he committed himself in front of you?
Oh, I am not that important to Jones. No, he will go with you because he wants to.
Oh, very sure.
His cocktail shaker. You know about it?
His good luck charm.
Mm-hmm.
He'd never go anywhere without it.
Last month he gave it to me.
Oh?
Today he asked for it back, as a loan. He promises to return it on the day Henri's guerrillas enter Port-au-Prince.
Then we certainly must not disappoint Major Jones.
You've heard from Filippo?
Yes. From next Monday, they will wait for you at Tiburo, in the cemetery. They will come each night at 10.
What if something goes wrong? Concasseur finds out.
I will try to contact you at Tiburo. You may be able to get out on a fishing boat.
Go on the run?
I can't. Not when my whole life's here.
Then remember one thing more, Mr. Brown. You must not visit the Pineda's again. Not until you collect Major Jones.
Why?
Tomorrow, Major Jones will contract the mumps from the Pineda's little boy. I will insist that Major Jones is isolated, even from the maids. You should be back from Tiburon long before anyone even realizes he is missing.
The rain, it will be good for you.
Very. Have you done to yourself?
Done?
You're bruised. There.
Oh, I don't know. I bruise easily.
Playing gin rummy. I'll be back at the hotel Wednesday. Will you be there?
Perhaps.
Well, there'll be no gin rummy to take you back early. What's the matter?
I told you, I bruise easily.
So you are upset at losing Jones.
You think you are lonely there in your hotel. Well, I too am lonely. Lonely with Luis, silent in his twin bed. Lonely with Angel and his games. But Jones, he has made me happy. Listening to people laugh at his bad jokes, playing gin rummy. Yes, I am upset that he goes. And yes, I will miss him. I will...
Martha, I... Sorry. Intruding. Be back later.
It's all right.
Time to put your gear in the car, Jones.
Well, not taking much. Travel light is my motto. Well, thank you. Goodbye, my lovely hostess.
Goodbye, Jones. And good luck.
Got the cocktail shaker with me. Well, see you outside, Brown.
You must go too.
Don't I rate a kiss like Jones? I'm running into danger as well, you know.
I know. But I do not like your motive.
You wouldn't, would you? All right, then, if you won't kiss me, just tell me the bloody truth. Did you sleep with Jones?
Every time the same question. All right, I will answer. Tell you what you want to hear. Yes. Yes, I did sleep with Jones. I did.
Bloody rocks. My feet are being torn apart.
Just dump your kit and stay quiet, will you?
Can't see anyone. You sure in the right cemetery?
I'm not sure of anything. We're 2 hours late. Henri's most probably been and gone.
Well, what do we do now?
You'll wait here till Henri shows up. I'll have to go to the police station. Report the car's broken down. Any whiskey left?
About half a bottle.
Go easy. We may need it later.
There's a bit more over there. The cocktail shaker. Martha filled it. Never knew a girl so thoughtful.
Oh, such a good lay.
Oh, bloody marvellous. This game is getting too serious.
Which game, Jones?
Ah, it's here, playing soldiers. Death's bloody serious, you know. It's like a decoration. A man doesn't feel worthy of it. I can understand why people suddenly want to confess.
Have you so much to confess?
Not to a priest or God, just to anyone. If there was a dog here, I'd confess to it.
Well, at least a dog will keep your secrets.
I don't give a damn who tells what over there. I just don't fancy a lot of lies after I'm dead. I've lied enough. Martha. What I said just now about her.
Well?
Not a word of truth in it. She's one of about 50 I never had the guts to touch. I always did lie about women. Do you know, I've never had a woman I haven't paid, or promised to pay. Yes, sometimes I welched when things were bad.
Martha said that she'd slept with you. They were her last words to me.
Then you mustn't believe her, old man. She was angry because you were risking your neck coming away with me.
Or taking you away from her. Pass the bottle over. Jungle atmosphere. Should make you feel right at home.
It's another lie, old man. Nearest I've ever been to a jungle is Calcutta Zoo.
What's your cocktail shaker?
Oh, a brigadier I met once had one like it, and I wanted it badly, so I picked one up in London one day. Paid with a dud check. It was the only way I could afford it.
You were in the army?
No. Got turned down. Flat feet. That's why they're killing me now. But I really was in Burma, with Ensa, you know, entertaining the troops. Well, sort of. I liaised with the entertainers, fixed their billets, transport, that sort of thing. Even did it for Noel Coward once.
Then what the hell are we doing out here?
I boasted a bit too much, didn't I? You won't tell Henri.
He'll find out soon enough. So you can't even use a machine gun?
Only he doesn't have a machine gun.
Damn it, Jones. You're too late. I can't smuggle you back to Port-au-Prince now.
I don't want to go back.
You're not frightened?
Like a fireman at his first fire, old man, that's all.
Major Jones. I suppose your real name is Jones.
It's what's on my birth certificate, all right. But my father, he took off back to England before I was born. At least that's what my mother said. He was a tea planter or something.
In India?
Assam.
So your mother was Indian?
Half Indian, old man, only half.
Yeah, like my mother. She was half something, too.
Where were you born?
Monaco. It's almost the same as being a citizen of nowhere. And I didn't know my father either. Or if his name really was Brown. Funny, isn't it? Hmm? Two bastards, born thousands of miles apart, thrown into the deep end. To sink or swim alone. And we come together in a godforsaken country like this. I like you, Jones.
The feeling's mutual, old man. Anything left in that bottle?
Quiet! Tonton! Those tools back there, hiding them!
But what'll you do?
Just shut up and move! And for God's sake, keep quiet!
Hello there! Hello!
Come forward! Keep your hands above your head! Ah, Mr. Brown, how good to see you.
Captain Conker, sir, so you found my car. It broke down.
I found it, Mr. Brown. I expected to find it.
I don't understand.
Mr. Brown, first you apply for a pass to visit Tiburon. Second, I know Henri Philippon and your man Joseph are with the rebels in the same area. So, I arrange for your progress to be monitored, simply to ensure your safety, Mr. Brown. So when you did not arrive in Tiburon, naturally I came out to look for you. You are alone?
Yes.
Ah. No presidential candidate? Hmm? No Madame Smith to protect you? Are you not frightened, alone in a graveyard at night?
I've got used to it.
Maybe. Or maybe you are not alone.
Not alone.
Major Jones, where is he?
Well, how should I know?
I am not a fool, Mr. Brown. You! You can come forward now. Not you, Brown. The Major. Come! Come, Major! I will not shoot.
You bloody idiot! I told you to stay put.
I'm sorry, old man, but the whiskey had what you could do with it. Hello, Conker, sir.
Shit! Liar! Now, into my jeep, both of you.
Anything you say, old man. Now, Brown, duck!
Oh, what's going on?
Major! Mr. Brown, you are all right.
Henri.
My apologies for arriving a little late, monsieur. It's a pity about Captain Concussion. I promised Joseph we would take him alive.
Well, maybe he's better off dead.
Yes, but we must move quickly. The gunshots there will have been heard.
I'll be right with you, old man. I can't forget the cocktail shaker, lucky charm and all that.
Right, Henri, you and the others go. I'll bring Major Jones.
Okay.
Jones?
Over here, Brown.
You okay?
Fine, old man. I'm sorry about all this. Please don't tell them. I've never seen anyone die before.
Running into you again, Mr. Brown, it's quite something, isn't it, my dear?
It sure makes a change from Haiti.
Any place would, Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, we heard all about you, Mr. Brown. How you and Major Jones got out.
Oh, who told you?
Mrs. Pineda. You know, the lovely lady we met at your hotel.
Marta? She's here in Santo Domingo?
For a few days. She's on her way to Lima. Her husband is the new ambassador to Peru. Is Major Jones here as well?
No, he's with Filippo's guerrillas. But he did ask after you.
You didn't feel like staying with him?
No, Jones and Filippo think I'm too old for their war.
So you'll be going back to your hotel?
No, there's no safety for me in Haiti. Not since Captain Conquesseur's death. And I can't stay here. Well, not unless I find a job.
Can we help?
No, tomorrow I'll travel up north, Monte Cristi.
Now look, Mr. Brown, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but, well, I am not exactly a poor man. And where I come from, we have a tradition of hospitality. $1,000. Tide you over.
Thanks, but I can't.
It's not going to break me, Mr. Brown. You take it as a loan.
I've no security.
Well, sure you have. A hotel. I'll take a mortgage on it.
My hotel isn't worth a cent, Mr. Smith. And by now it's probably been taken over by Papa Doc.
He'll be thrown out one day.
Right. So, Brown, let's meet here tomorrow. Fix up details and have a real good dinner.
We can invite Mrs. Pineda as well. She was so happy to learn that you were out of Haiti. And even more anxious about Major Jones. You can tell her the real story.
Well, I'd like to, Mrs. Smith, but tomorrow I really must go north. If you see Marta, tell her I'll see her when I get back.
Halt!
What is it, Sergeant?
Oh, it is nothing, senor. Just a funeral. They go to Santo Domingo. They will not stop you long.
They look like Haitians.
See, si, gorillas. Ambushed just before the border. One man died of his wounds. Old, crippled, and still he was fighting.
This cripple, his name, was it Joseph?
See.
Si. I'd like to join the funeral.
You think you know this man, senor?
Yes, I knew him. He made the best rum punch in Haiti.
It was our guns, Monsieur Brown. They were old, rusted. We could not even get bullets. Joseph, why did we let him come with us? Why?
He wanted to, Henri. Where are the others?
Mostly dead. The Tontons, they were waiting for us at the border. We tried to run, but Joseph, he moved as fast as he could, but he was hit two or three times.
And Major Jones, is he dead too?
By now, yes.
Shot?
No. It was his feet. They gave out. They captured him. He was a wonderful man with my men. They began to learn. But even he did not have enough time. He was not even a good shot. I had to teach him. But only because our guns were old. He was unused to such weapons. If only I had a modern machine gun. But even so, he led us. Told us what to do. And the men, they loved him. He made them laugh.
But he didn't even speak their language.
The Major did not need words.
What will you do now, Henri?
Me? I must find new weapons. Then I would go back. Also, I would like to find the Major's body. Give him a proper grave with a stone. So that when Papa Doc is gone, it will be a place of pilgrimage. I love that man, monsieur. One day, I will write about him to the Queen of England.
He proved he could do it, Martha.
Do what?
Lead a commando raid.
He had already proved that in Burma against the Japanese.
I had forgotten.
You forget so many things.
When are you going?
You know.
Mrs. Smith told me.
Tomorrow, to Lima.
So soon?
Is it really such bad news? We had come to an end, hadn't we?
Jones is dead.
Yes, but you were looking for a way to finish. If it was not Jones who worried you, it would be someone else.
You will write to me sometimes.
If you wish it.
Very much. I've made an arrangement with Dr. Maggio. He'll send letters on.
No. Maggio will not forward anything. He was killed 3 weeks ago.
Maggio? Why?
The Tontons say he was resisting arrest, that he was a communist, an agent for Castro.
Maggio was a communist, but he was no one's agent.
We know that. No, the real reason is very different. The Americans have resumed diplomatic relations with Haiti, reopening their embassy. Maggio, a few other communists, had to be sacrificed to prove to the Americans that a threat really existed.
Papa Doc, the great bulwark against communism. How did they get Maggio?
They sent a peasant to his house. He told Maggio his child was sick. As Maggio walked outside, the Tontons opened fire. The peasant was also killed by accident.
Like Jones. You know how he died?
Henri told me. They were ambushed by the Tontons. Jones's feet were torn, bleeding. Joseph could hardly walk. They were a few hundred yards from the border when they were attacked.
Major! Major!
Keep your bloody head down, Henri!
Joseph, he's been hit.
Well, just get the others out, Henri. Down the gully. The border's at the end.
Joseph! We can't leave him, Major.
No, I suppose you can't. All right. The border, Henri. It's at the end of this gully. Wait till my shout, then grab Joseph and run like hell.
But you, Major.
Well, I'll follow just as soon as you're across. Now, give me some covering fire. Okay, Henri. I find a good place to hold the bastards. So move.
They should have known he was lying. He would never leave Haiti.
But he didn't have to die.
There was no place for him outside. His heart was there.
It was so unnecessary to die like that. For what?
For them, old man. They all believed in me. Maggio, Joseph, young Henri. I couldn't let them down now, could I? My part was written that way, old man. It was written that way.
In The Comedians by Graham Greene, the part of Brown was played by George Baker, Jones by Peter Jeffrey, Malta by Carol Boyd, Maggio by Norman Beaton, Concasseur by Stefan Khalifa, Mr. Smith by Shane Rimmer, Jane Smith by Pat Starr, and Henri by Jimmy Rand. The sound balance was by Keith Perrin. The Comedians was dramatised by Geoffrey M. Matthews and was directed for World Service Drama by Martin Williamson.